This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, October 23. Is my faith real? Our reading comes from Galatians chapter 5. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. On our first visit to the Grand Canyon, we made our way to the guardrail and peered down to the Colorado River, some 5,000 feet below us. Considered to be one of the natural wonders of the world, the Grand Canyon is stunning. It can also be dangerous. People who do not follow safety guidelines risk their lives. Over the years, many have fallen to their death. Years later, we returned to the canyon and safely hiked pathways down to the river and back up again. God created a world that was good, but there is a right way and a wrong way to use the things of this world. Because of sin, our tendency is to use and experience the things of this world in wrong ways. God gave us His law to teach us the right way to relate to Him and the things of this world. And when the Holy Spirit opens our hearts and minds to understand right from wrong, and we are given the grace to repent of our sin and the faith to follow Christ, we experience what is called conversion. For all who are in Christ, God's law functions like a guardrail and a path. It keeps us from thinking and acting in wrong and sinful ways. When we come to love God's law rather than resenting it, we know our conversion is genuine and our faith is real. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for your law and your grace. Help us to embrace your ways as we seek to honor you in every part of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.